Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brian Denman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara bunts towards the mound. Denman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Dibzinski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Hassie moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Bando and he is out, Milburn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Here's the throw into the infield and Hera is out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes is walked intentionally. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Kevin Romberg pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Kevin Romberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Thornton. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Romberg moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romberg scores. Manning moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Luis Aponte now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning moves to third. Bando moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3. Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Rich Gedman now catching. Mark Clear now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milburn strikes out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hera hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone pinch hits for Kevin Romberg. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Ed Glenn now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Chris Bando. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski bunts towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. Fishlin moves to second. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fishland scores. Bannister moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fishland now playing shortstop. Bill Naerodny now catching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman bunts towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Tony Perez pinch hits for Rick Miller. Dan Spillner now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Fishland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Delone reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning is walked intentionally. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Mike Fishland. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Delone moves to third. Manning moves to second. Jack Perkin pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home to get Delone. Manning moves to third. Perkin moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Perkin moves to third. Naerodny moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.